Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And there was this big kid playing video games with a monitor back in the corner. And I don't know if it was like...
Did he look like the kid from Bad Santa?
No, he's older.
Well, he would be now.
Mac, have you ever had orange cake?
I've not had orange cake.
Shocking. Okay.
How are the nuts?
You okay, man?
I'm good.
Mac, are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good.
Did you choke on your nuts or something?
No. I was just eating before the show. I'm fine now.
I've played indoor soccer, and it's a little goofy at first, but it's shorter and faster.
Is it standard if they play any indoor soccer league to have the smaller room?
I remember saying, this is kind of weird, but it's...
Did they use an oversized ball?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is The Mike O'Mara Show, and you know, it's nice to come in on a Monday when I feel non-cheated on the weekend.
Because look at you.
How does that mean?
Well, quite often I feel cheated. Quite often I feel as though, you know, the weekend was just a non-entity. I know many people go through this. I was reading something over the weekend regarding Sunday night anxiety, when you may feel like you did nothing but, you know, look at TikTok all weekend, and then suddenly it's Sunday. And back to the grind.
But doesn't that also root back to your days as a morning DJ?
Well,
everyone else was able to have fun on Sunday.
But it doesn't.
He hasn't been a morning DJ in 20 years.
Yeah, but the roots run deep.
But anybody that slays a dragon.
Yeah, you got to get back into work, and there's a to-do list.
Goes back to the grind. Right. It's just that thing. And my grind is a great grind. I love what I do.
Minimal grind.
So, mm-hmm. I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
Minimal grind is when you give me that phone call. You know? Then we'll be on to the minimal grind. It's like Oscar calls me one day and says, Mike,
Just can't make the donuts anymore.
We got to cancel it. I'm sorry.
I'll be on this afternoon. Thank you, and God bless. Let's maintain our friendship. That's the way it goes. Anyway, it's just things were planned, things were done, and took care of my kid, and I was happy. And I'm here to announce that tomorrow is the day for my youngin. Now, why they start on a Tuesday is always kind of curious to me. I always think it's a little teacher-friendly schedule.
That's
to be
curious.
Perfectly honest with you.
I have to wonder if it's has to do with the number of days, because there's a prescribed number of days that they go to school.
If it was me, and we've discussed this before, if it was me,
it would be
you're wrong.
And also daylight to dusk.
It would be Labor Day.
Just like in Japan.
I think the day after Labor Day was the perfect day for school to start.
I thought because that's what Labor Day is all about, you know? I'm still seeing, I'm on threads from up in Maine where they're talking about, oh, there's a wonderful band playing on the Village Green, whatever. And it's just like,
yeah,
I'm back here. I'd be back here no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's my future until, he's going to be done. And then I'm going to be like,
I think you outlive all of us.
I don't know. I feel good. I feel really, really good. I'm back on.
Is it working for you?
Yeah, of course it's working for me. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's great. It's great. It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll pay out I'll take out a second mortgage to pay it. It'll be interesting when they cut me back after a month to what will be my maintenance drug.
So are you still on the full heavy dose since you started?
No, I'm 1 month shy of that. They incrementally increase it by the month.
Okay.
And I'm reading, by the way, with all the competing drug companies that just spew out as much poison as they can the other company.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of them. I can't tell you what they are. I'm reading many, many nice articles, too.
Yeah.
Like prevents this and prevents that.
Oh, definitely cuts back
this.
Your drinking.
Yeah, it does. Right? It does.
Oh, 536. Remember when I was talking about Eli Lilly being at, $320.
Wow, look at that graph.
Did you jump in?
No.
I'm an idiot, but I can read that graph.
I'm all in on Podville Media.
I'm all in on Podville Media,
yes,
too.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But
Eli
Lilly would have been, if I had some funny money.
It would have been good, but
because I saw you get skinny, I was like, Mike hasn't been skinny in 56 years.
I popped on.
And if it's working for him, it'll work for America.
I popped on 1-4 going up to Maine and coming back because I knew what was coming. And I was just like, okay, this is, I'm playing with some house money now.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. But it's not worth it. It's not that great, to be perfectly honest with you.
What do you mean?
It's really kind of
gross.
The
stock market?
No, I'm talking about the drug and eating and doing all that wonderful stuff. But
so you gained 14 while you're in Maine off the drug.
Maine and about a month. In a month. 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been 40 in like 2 more months.
I could not agree with
you
more.
You're treating yourself.
It would look like the Eli Lilly. It would look like the Eli Lilly stock chart.
it's up here. This is where it is.
Because you're broken.
Here.
Somehow when you're a kid. Like, it's a disease. Obesity is a disease.
I'd love to say...
You have a disease.
I certainly agree that I'm broken, but I really have to tell you, there's nothing like that. It comes from tummy to brain to tummy. That's what it is. You just sit there and you go, you're getting off at an exit, and all you can think about is food. That's all you can think. That doesn't happen. And by the way... I'm with my mates today, and they're bringing out some Fatty McFadigan foods right under my nose. And
nothing
till I got home and had vegan bites and a couple of protein bars.
Do you feel...
That's it all day.
Okay, I understand the mental sort of connection between wanting to eat and not wanting to eat.
Well, you've gained like 60 pounds in the last 3 months.
I have, Oscar. It's 70 pounds.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You have?
No, I haven't.
Shannon and I were having a private conversation, and we are concerned.
Good.
Well, that's featured in our roundtable today, so we'll table that.
Yes.
All right.
Not you, but that's featured.
All right, but my question is, in a very funny way. Do you feel a different way mentally towards other stuff, the way this works with you, or is it just the food thing?
You're catching me where last Thursday was the first day.
But you've had a run, so you would be able to...
I'll tell my story about what happened. This is what happened to me. on Saturday. Mm. On Saturday, we and I'll bring up the whole thing.
Let's get into it.
You don't mind, I'm shooting it all here.
Okay? Yeah, let's do it.
Because
nice.
This all ties in together. So Carla gets a bug up her butt that she wants to go somewhere on Saturday, last weekend of the summer with our son, and lots to do. Everything Carla wants to do involves being out of doors. And I'm out of doors enough during the week where I'm not really keen to be out there when I'm not doing anything, which is walking around. There's some bear park where they have bears. I said, they didn't even have the bears outside. And it's like an hour to drive. And then
not a nudist place?
No, not B-A-R-E.
Oh, it's B-A-R. Okay, good.
And it was really, you know, I just didn't want to go.
You don't like sweating unless there's a golf ball involved.
I don't like sweating unless there's a golf ball involved. Yeah. Or I'm sitting on a sideline watching a 10-year-old play football. So we finally came around. I said, listen, haven't you wanted to go to the real bowling alley? And we call the real bowling alley the one that doesn't have all the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like a more old school.
Yeah. And we have
one of those, yeah.
Yeah, and the other one, where all the kids have their birthday parties, is like it's a bowling alley with
video games and skee ball.
The arcade crap.
It's fun.
Now, have you asked if, and the one we have that's like that is called Bolero?
Yeah, Bolero's a national brand.
The fancy one?
Yeah, but I found out their lanes are not regulation length.
Oh, God forbid.
They don't do like league play or anything there because they're short. They're for kids.
Oh, it's exclusively for kids?
Well, not exclusively for kids, but it's certainly not for the pro bowler in your life.
How can you set up a bowling alley
without regulation length?
The regulation size lane.
Because you got great nachos and you got the claw machine. That's what brings them in.
That's such.
When I found out, I was
about?
So pissed
Four,
off.
What are we talking, 3 feet or something?
Don't know. But when we get Robert and I bought our bowling balls, they said, don't bowl a Bolero. Legs are, they said, machinery's
going to.
Wait
said
a second.
That? Who said that?
Some purist that just hates on Bolero?
No, the guy that runs the bowling shop that has, he posts all his 300 games on his wall.
Let me see what this is.
But he said that Bolero's machinery will eat up your ball. True. And he said also their lanes are not regulation length. He says, go bowl at the other place. It used to be called Village Lanes.
And it's
the branch now. Yeah. They've cut out some of the lanes, but it's still, somehow they made it not even smell like smoke anymore. I don't know how they did it.
This place, we go to this place, it is
smoky.
It's not smoky as much as it's bare bones.
I love it.
Like really bare bones. And loved it.
Mm.
Old school. You know, you walk in. We were the first people in at noon on Saturday with Michael and his friend. And it was great. It was so much fun.
Okay, we got a one star. I'm sorry, Mike. I got to break
right
in
ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah. Please do. That's
this
what
is
I'm
a
here
review
for.
On TripAdvisor for Bolero.
Owned by Trip Affleck.
Yes. The guy hurts. The lanes aren't regulation. The bowling is horrible. One star.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what he
have
could become?
Been,
any
Rob, about, have you been in?
Several times. You know
and?
What? Bad pin action.
Now, when you but see that,
what
that,
that
now
even
you're,
mean?
Yeah, he's making, he's
no,
lying.
That's when the,
like,
no,
conjuring.
That's,
I want an honest answer.
Everybody,
listen.
Everybody relax. What? That means that the pins don't bounce around and your scores are going to be lower. And they're using this the way the alleys are constructed. Historically, back in the day, Maryland had better pin action than any lanes in D.C. or Virginia. Can't tell you why, but it's true. And to his dying day, my grandfather would talk about it.
That's the whole thing. His grandfather, the bowler.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Only the fifth greatest
you.
In the nation, Mike.
Yeah, but Rob, you're talking about him and not you. I'm talking
yeah, what about
you.
You.
Okay.
So you say pin action. You don't know dick about pin action.
Okay, what about if you get, you know, something that really looks like it should be a strike? And, you know, you can see it happen, right?
I experience that a lot when it's between, like, the front pin,
yeah, the
and
one
the
and
next
the three
one
pin,
over,
yeah, you
and
right in
you
that
sit
pocket.
There, how could that possibly be?
Right at Bolero, you don't ever get a break. You just don't.
So it
that
doesn't
benefit,
knock them
though.
All down.
What?
Who does that benefit? I feel like it's some sort of like.
I'm not trying to blame
theory.
Anybody or say conspiracy.
But
I'm
I
just
would.
Saying,
is it noticeable at all? And you'd have to, I guess, be kind of a. Is it a slightly shorter lane, or is it noticeably shorter?
I didn't notice until the guy told me. But the thing that really got me is that he said their machinery will eat up your ball.
which is, you know, that's if you do that, if you own your own ball, you don't want it all beat up, chunks
like
it out
of it. Like it takes chips, scratches,
yeah, rough,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, I just don't. I
you
I
want
can't
the old
it.
School 1950s machinery dripping in grease, running smoothly.
Do they make any statement about that when you go in? Because I mean, that's just a bowling alley. Why? I don't know why that bugs me, but it just does. It bugs me.
The regulation bugged me too.
It sucks.
It does.
Like I want to bowl. I'm competitive, and I'd like to bowl on the regulation bowling alley,
like Earl Anthony.
Is it because of the...
My guess would be because of actual real estate footage.
Yeah.
Oscar, you should look up why aren't Bolero's lanes
I'm looking at
regulation.
Them. One guy says this used to be a Kmart. They didn't have enough space.
That's it.
That's it. Real estate.
They repurposed the space.
Mm-hmm.
F them. Yeah,
but if you
really
take, if,
seriously,
are we,
F them.
Are we? What are we? We're not professional bowlers.
Not
That's
yet.
Not the point. I'm not a professional golfer. I like to shoot a good score, right?
But
do you get
ever
it?
Feel like you're okay. being cheated you at a golf course?
If you, well, no. Okay. But I mean, yes, I do.
All right.
I won't mention the company because I'd like to get them as a sponsor. Okay. But you know, the first last name golf, first name top.
I
you
wonder
know,
who
dead balls. Low tees, so you don't hit it over.
I've got
low tees. Yeah, low tee is a
and really not a normal experience with golfing, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
and I
not even close to the top.
I was so excited about that place.
You were a member,
and then it's just like, yeah, I was a member, and I went by.
Yeah,
not interested. But getting back to it, if you're shooting hoops with people out on the local playground,
sure.
you don't want the net
the
to
rim
be lower.
I do. I'd probably be able to dunk.
What about if
well that'd fly.
What about if you go to a professional football game, a contest, and the field is 80 yards long?
That's not right. That's a bad analogy because you're saying
I'm not on
you're
the field.
Going to a professional game. What if you went to your local pickup hockey rink for a game and they shortened the rink? That's not fun. It's not fun. We all want to duplicate our heroes.
I apologize for my analogy.
I've played indoor soccer, and it's a little goofy at first, but it's shorter and faster.
Is it standard if they play any indoor soccer league to have the smaller room, or did they just repurpose it and it was
Charleston,
what you could have?
Charleston, Maryland, I think, or Winchester, and it was goofy. And I remember saying, this is kind of weird, but it's...
Did they use an oversized ball?
The one that
what's
rolls
the,
around.
What's the game we used to
cage
play?
Ball.
Crab soccer.
Or crab soccer.
Crab
soccer,
soccer
big cage
with
ball,
that
yes.
big giant.
I always got
silly.
Rug burn on my hands.
So we go in and they're opening for us. And it was just.
How's
man,
the staff?
They're the old school, you
Good.
Know, Florida guys that are like, you know, and they're all sleepy, but they're
but
nice.
Didn't we learn in Animal Kingdom that that's where you launder money in old
bowling alleys. Let me tell you
he
something.
He owned a bowling alley.
Anything. There is nothing that would surprise me
right?
at this alley.
Yeah.
And Carla, God love her Western Pennsylvania roots, Carla is all in. Carla is floating because I am a wife that doesn't. But my wife loves certain finer
things. Nostalgia.
She likes a lot of finer things. You guys saw some of the finer things she likes. But on other levels, it's like, for example, I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? She said, I want to go to Mia. All right. That's where you want to go. We'll go to Iguana Mia. But we walk in. They're nice. They engage you. And it makes you realize that, you know, this is old school, kind of the way it used to be. And we like it enough that we sign up for a league.
Hey, that's terrific.
Starting in the fall, Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Mixed doubles?
I have no idea what it is.
Will do you have to form a team or will you be assigned to a team?
We are going to be assigned a team.
Ah.
Oh, that's sweet.
And there was one guy chatting up Carla.
I bet he was.
Of course.
For obvious reasons, right?
He's like,
and then he comes over to the lane right next to ours and starts bowling and he's got that brand new. He's showing off.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
A wicked curve.
And Carla, we're coming out of there. I said, is your boyfriend going to follow us out to the car? And Carla says, stop it. I said, well,
there's 12
and
open
says,
lanes, and he sidled up.
I was
going
to say, it's like when someone comes up to the urinal next to you in an empty bathroom. It's not okay. Give us some space.
You know what she says to me on the way out after I say that? I say, hey, is your boyfriend? I say, you know what? Everybody just wants to be liked. And you know, it made sense. It some, made
not
sense.
Not everybody.
Well, maybe she not should every, stop some, throwing out are, the. She should stop throwing out the vibe that she wants to be liked.
Carla, there
by
are,
him.
There are creeps and predators out there.
Predators.
Just ever vigilant.
That's I'm going to be there though. I'm going to be there, so I'm not worried about it. Mm. And I like the vibe too. I discovered that when I went to the bleachers in Fenway and had the best time I've ever had at a baseball game. And this is what I'm missing. And I would venture to say to everybody in our listening audience right now, if you are, and I was, a ticket snob for sporting events, as I was for a long time, you have a better time when people are there because they got a good deal on a ticket and they're not necessarily right up against the action. But, you know, it's hard to see sports when you're live anyway, you know, to be honest with you.
True enough.
And now with that net, I love this. I feel the same way about this. It's really, really nice not to have.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Snobbery.
Now, Mike, you will have to buy a ball and shoes.
I'm glad you asked.
Yes. You have to?
Guess who bought a ball?
Oh.
Is it? How good is it? It's a great one.
It's the entry level. But multicolor ball.
What color
and
is it?
It's coming in. Mine is green and lavender.
Oh.
A green
like
and
the
lavender
Joker. Sweater.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah.
Kind of an Irish thing. Yeah. And I forgot what color Carla's balls are. Carla's ball is.
And then you'll have to get it drilled, measured to your hand.
No, I'm like, why not? Why not? He doesn't have football practice that night when the season starts and we're ready to go.
Are you going to make him stand on the sidelines of the bowling alley for revenge?
No. He can stay home,
okay.
As far as we're concerned.
Right.
He's
10
now.
Smoking?
We let him stay home when we went to get local mall to get a foot rub yesterday.
Do you still
told you it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
Do you still smoke at the? I feel like every bowling alley has been a lot of
probably
cigarettes.
Not allowed anymore, huh?
We were in.
That's Florida.
No, I don't think you're allowed to do it. But we were. It was four lanes maybe that were occupied. So there were, you know, but it was chill and everybody's nice.
Did you buy shoes?
All the information was there. Didn't buy shoes.
Gotta
I don't
buy
think they
shoes.
Sold shoes there. Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to buy shoes.
Yeah.
I want to, but I'm not going to get the crappy shoes I used to have when we were playing on the other show. You know,
can't
when we
you
had,
just bowl
I
in your Hey Dudes?
Or socks?
You probably could bowl in your Hey Dudes.
Right?
You could probably bowl in your Hey
aren't
Dudes.
They, aren't they rubber soled, Hey Dudes?
I think they are.
You need to slide, baby. Slide, DiMaggio.
Well,
slide.
What are the soles? Oh, leather?
Yeah.
They're leather?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or some sort of, you know, polymer.
Synthetic.
But they're made to slide.
Space age polymer?
I'm not going to say space age. It's bowling.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a full weekend. It was really
a
full weekend.
Get
and
out how, there.
And what was your score at the alley?
Oh, terrible! Like 104 or something like that.
Oh,
horrible.
That'll come up. That'll come up.
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
what
it was horrible. And Carl is better than I am.
What's awesome is he'll start carrying an average, and then there'll be the handicap. When he meets his team,
I'm just. Oh, no, he's going to alienate his team.
I think Mike, if
he's making progress on your team too, right?
I've got my people ready, all set. So I will have to go. I did not go to the bowling alley this weekend to examine lanes or leagues, but I will. And
can't you just do it online?
I don't think that the bowling alleys do a lot of stuff online.
I think they all do now.
I think it's better when you show up because I might have questions.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think this
delay.
Is going to be.
I think it'd be fun for you guys to bowl.
I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun, and that's what isn't fun the best
and
thing
fights.
To have. That's the way I look at it.
Can't wait to hear about the fights.
No, stop it. Don't do that to me. Please,
no, not
don't
you.
Do that to me.
What?
Carla and me?
No, just...
What?
The competitive nature of any bowling league always, at least for me, it feels like there's always some jerk on some team. So you guys will be like... You'll be the heroes. There'll be villains all over the place. I can't wait to hear about them.
Villains? You know... The fights, you know.
Fights.
I'll channel my inner John Goodman from the Big Lebowski.
Sure.
Where it's just like, no foot fault. No, they got my big 45
over the line.
Over the line.
Yes.
Over the line.
Yes.
No, don't make me do it. Over the line. No, come on, just count it. Nope. Over the line. We should get that clip. That's a funny
it's perfect.
Clip.
Mike, I actually have
line.
A tape of you bowling this weekend.
Okay.
I don't know if you can envision. His
right.
style, but it looks like this.
Oh, I thought you were going to play John Goodman. Is that the ball?
Yes.
Is that the ball rolling down?
That was.
That was perfect.
Exciting.
Perfect.
Light on your toes. Exciting.
Little 7-10 action. Sorry about
on
that.
My
you
toes.
That
there you go. All right, let me see. I got to play it because okay. I'm obsessing on it right now. So are you full speed ahead on your bowling? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I've got, I think, three
Who's
or four.
On your team?
My team?
Yes.
I have three or four. I don't know their names offhand, but I have three or four emails in. One of them I do know. One of them I saw this weekend.
Oh, and, you know, I can't play the clip because it's all profanity.
Well, this
it's total
true.
Profanity. It's profanity it laced.
Laden.
Yeah. All right. I got it.
And then we just have to choose a night. I think Wednesday might be a good night.
That'd be great.
Because then we could all compare scores the next day.
Well, the league, when do leagues start up? Soon, right?
Fall.
All right. Well, yeah. Get on it.
Get on it. I'll get on it.
Maybe one of, is it Leesburg League?
What?
Where would you bowl? I guess I'm trying to
figure out. It's called the Branch now, but it used to be Village Lanes. Okay.
Look at how vascular he's getting in his cheeks now like that. Are you really doing this or
yes.
not? Do you have people lined up?
I do. I have all their emails.
Have you shared any of the names?
What?
Have you written back to them?
I have not.
Oh.
But
I don't think you're into this.
Why would you say that?
Because you haven't written back to them. If people want to be your friends and bowl, you should write back to them.
Not going
to
invite them to something that doesn't exist, Oscar. Got to find out about the league first.
Well, what were you doing all weekend?
I thought you said you'd picked out people already.
I have people in my email. Yes, I have people ready to go.
We're not trying to force you to have fun. It's your choice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care whether you do it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
We don't want homework. That would stink for you.
How do you mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be let me just point out, listeners, there will be massive points of dead air right now, all right? Because we are now putting pressure on him, and there will be silence.
Mike, him has a name. My name is Rob.
Rob, you can't quiet your way out of this discussion. We are on the air.
Yes.
So this, I'm just curious, you know, what's
this
going
is,
on.
This is what I know. This is what I know. The week I was off, there was a big, I saw on
less.
Social media.
I said that incorrectly.
There was a big to-do about a Rob bowling league. And then I was like, oh, they must have talked about a bowling
league. Not even a league, just a team.
Okay, but that's the context I have.
All right.
And then that was 3 weeks ago. And I saw a handful of emails and messages come in about bowling league. I saw you picked them up. I was like, I guess he's seen them. He's good to go. And if Mike has already joined a league.
I have to point out, I didn't plan on it. My wife
impromptu.
Was a catalyst for
it. Yeah, I got you.
It was totally spontaneous.
Maybe you need a project manager.
If you, Oscar, had come to me and said, you need to start a bowling league, I'd be just like, Rob, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be doing it. Nobody wants to have to do anything. You
True.
Know what I mean?
Just
I'm
need
doing
to find,
it because...
Just need to find out the details. It's very easy. I know how a bowling league works. You go in, we'll have our own four.
Well, you're running out of time if you're trying to get in a fall league.
Well, it's the middle of August.
I don't know. The middle of the August.
Yeah,
is
it's
the,
over.
What is
people
the last
are planning.
Month of the summer?
What? Yes, but Mike, it won't start till after Labor Day.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Okay,
but tell us you don't
you.
Want to do it.
Do you really want to do it? You really
I
don't,
would like
do
to bowl. I would.
You would?
Yes, I enjoy bowling. So the weird thing is going to be I've never league bowled outside of like stuff with my family. I've subbed and stuff like that, but
would your mother bowl with you?
She can't anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And but I would love to have her bowl. I used to bowl with her.
What about your wife?
My wife is not interested.
Oh.
But I will make another play for it, but she has no interest in it.
All right.
At the end of her day, she's tired.
Oh.
Works all
the time. What time do bowling leagues start? I don't know anything about this. It's crazy.
7-ish probably. I think that they might start at 8, but I think 7 is probably right. And then you bowl 3 games, 4-on-4 or 5-on-5, depending on the league.
I know that we're playing against one of the guys that works there. I'm pretty sure they have their own. So that these guys were into bowling. They were all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that was hinky was the pro shop. And
are you using that phrase loosely?
They had a little pro shop when we came in. And Carl immediately goes, we need a ball. And I'm like, okay. And by the way, from when we bought balls when we were playing years ago.
Yes.
The price point is pretty similar. They were ridiculously expensive back then that I said, oh my God, and they kind of held that line.
Yeah, there's about, you started about $99 for
that's,
your-
And that's what they were back then too.
Yeah.
So I was fine
but
with that.
But we traded them out then.
We did. We got them for free.
Which was great.
Had to drive out to Shan effing Tilly.
Well.
All the way out to Shan to get our free bowling ball. Why? Because we're DJs.
We got two of them though, remember?
And we're all excited. Hey, we're going to go get our free ball, you know?
We got two each.
So we did. We went out there. But it was weird because he said, it's locked up right now. And I went to the men's room up at the front near where the pro shop was.
Sure.
And there was this big kid playing video games with a monitor back in the corner. And I don't know if it was like...
Did he look like the kid from Bad Santa?
No, he's older.
Well, he would be now, yeah.
And then the guy did this thing about, I don't have it open right now. Can I? And it's just like, so he goes into his room, and the room is like, It's got bowling balls and things for on display.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's unkempt. And
sure.
This kid's in there going, you know. And I just, it was just weird. It was just weird.
They're like,
for me. And I'm looking, I'm like,
you guys open?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, are you, if I open the door, it's going to be a you know, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Now, do they drill at that pro shop?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
good.
He's
that's
ordered
good.
The balls, and they have to come in, and then we do the drill. I think it's going to happen this week.
Excellent.
And, but I would have liked to walk in and, you know.
Well, see something
touch
a little
somebody's
more.
Balls.
Yes, I understand.
That's like, what I would
and
have
no
liked
one
to
wants
do.
To buy at a shop that's unkempt.
Do you yeah. pick out of a catalog?
We picked out of a catalog, yeah.
That
we picked them out
so
of a catalog.
Strange.
Well, and a lot of way, times they'll have display models, and then they'll have them in the back.
Cool.
Yeah.
And at this point, I saw a ball that was sitting up there with the Philadelphia Eagles logo on it.
Nice.
And I suddenly went, wouldn't that be? Yeah, no, no. I'm gonna go with the standard. I don't want to do anything that's gonna make us stand out. You know what I mean?
Oh, look
I don't
at you, low key.
Well, I don't want to. If I put a Giants ball
yeah,
up there,
immediate
I don't need that
hate.
What
extra
about,
crap.
I yeah. mean, if you want to blend in, how about one with a right. Confederate flag?
I don't know if it's. I don't know how crackery
from,
it is.
No.
I think it's more. I don't know.
Just
a lot of
playing
sats,
the odds.
A lot of sats. What am I? You know, I would be lying about what. Mm. But it was just. It was. They were. You know when you go into a business and you know they're just a little more hungry than other people,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
They just like your business. They're
yeah.
they're glad you're a patron on a Saturday, and the whole thing was just chill. And they ran there. It was a great special. It was a great special. Would you like to hear what the special
great
was?
Great one, yeah.
The special was 4 people bowl for 2 hours, a large cheese pizza, and a pitcher of soda
yes.
for $54.
That's pretty good.
Oh. That's
pretty
decent,
movie,
isn't it?
That's a movie with my wife, $54, just the tickets.
That's
yeah,
it.
Because
so
you know
really
what?
Happy.
With no food or anything like that, and without any rental of anything,
mm-hmm.
Robert
oh,
and
we
I.
Got shoes. Oh, we got the shoes.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say.
Were included.
Robert and I bowled for an hour, $45, 2 people.
Yep.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. It was a fine deal. If I went up to this other, the fancy place,
yeah.
you know, it would have been
$100.
A fortune up there. It's
of
ridiculous.
Course.
You know?
Of course.
So that's it. I'm very happy. I'm
congrats.
Excited to
did you have
it.
The gutter it's, rails up for the kids, or did they
the kid,
play it
well,
honest?
The one kid, my son's friend, wanted it up there. I didn't want my son using the rails because I'm like, he's 10 now.
Yeah.
You know, get that ball down the lane. And then we were done, and the kids wanted to bowl one more game, and they put up their own. They're both tech. Michael doesn't have any friends that aren't, like, super smart.
Yeah.
So they were like, Carl and I were walking up to their little control board for the bowling going and the little ones were, you know, and then they put their own rails up.
Sure. Yeah.
And then they didn't care. And they're just up there going just throwing the ball anywhere. And it's like bam, 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 strike.
The electronic scorekeeping, I like the fact that it keeps score for you, but it's so complicated now.
Yeah,
like you choose your
keyboard,
background and your pictures
that's
and all
fun.
No.
I would say to Joel Rogers, in one of your Delta A350 simulators, I would say not as complex as this keyboard that I looked at the bowling alley.
And it's all under glass, too, which makes
it's
it much
just
harder.
It's just this little, it's this, it looks like the pod of a small airplane.
Yes.
And it's got numbers and letters and arrows, and it's a keyboard, but a keyboard on acid.
Did
it just doesn't make any sense.
Did it take your picture?
It did not take my picture.
At the Village Lanes, it'll take your picture, and you can select, it'll superimpose your face in cartoons if you, like, do badly or good.
Oh, I'd be all in on that.
No,
they do have those cartoons that pop up. I mean, this is bare. And the other side, there was a curtain up, and then they had, like, the...
Women back there?
The fluorescent lanes, you know,
business.
With all the lights.
Oh, the glow
stuff.
Lights?
Yeah, like what is
I
that
can't
called?
Deal with the glow. I don't want to glow in the dark light. No, F that. Not at Saturday at noon. I want a regular... lit bowling out.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
Well, I think the math
cosmic bowling. Isn't that what they call it?
The math is done at the cosmic bowling.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, at the fancy one, they did that in the middle of the day. And I'm like, I can't even see where I'm walking.
It's hard to see the cocaine on the actual tables when it's.
And also, if you go onto that side, you don't get a pizza, you get 3 tabs of acid.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I'm serious. Was it just cash?
No, because I gave Carla a card to pay with it. I gave her our debit card because our credit cards are
every
maxed.
Time someone's
all maxed out.
Everyone's
yeah, both of them.
Every time someone
I
says,
"I ask you not," I'm telling you the truth. American Express every 10 minutes is like, future transactions may be declined. Sorry, folks. You know, it's a little bit of a
we're all TMO doing our best.
It's a little TMO, a little TM recession.
Well, you and all, I think most of America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're
all pushing.
Nobody feeling it more than
me?
Well, no,
I feel,
not,
I feel great.
You've got your other day job.
Yeah,
so.
I work hard.
How
and
was,
you work hard at both of them.
How
huh?
was the pizza for Bowling Alley Pizza?
Well, that's the, getting back full circle.
Right.
So I'm on the drug and I said, what are you going to do? Are you going to have one piece? She said, yeah, I'll have one piece. I said, I'll do it too. I'll try it. And I have the one piece of pizza. And on this stuff that I'm on.
That, yeah, you can't push
that's
it.
That's it, boys and
yeah.
girls.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And then got my facial from my wife, got my pampering facial. This I'm talking a full little Saturday here.
Yeah, so this wasn't at the bowling alley that you got the facial.
We took Michael's friend back to his house. We said we were going to just take him to go bowling. They went in. Michael comes running out. Michael goes to drop his friend off, comes running out. I said he wants, he can still play. I can play the money. You know, he's speaking 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It looked like they wanted him to hang for longer. We went, okay. Carla looks at me. How about your pampering facial? I said,
that's
all
sweet.
In.
Go.
All in.
Yes.
All in. And I get my pampering facial, which was lovely, in Carla's new space with her new fat bed. She's got a wide bed for people like me. And I was in. I got hydrofacialed. You know, which is this machine just sucks all the gribblies out of your skin. Still feels divine. It really does. I'm serious. And then it was we decided because we called the mom and we've got relatives coming in. Their plane was canceled and they're coming in later. Yeah, we're cool with him staying a little longer. He said, well, we'll have an early dinner then. And then we went into the early dinner. And the early dinner was... I'm not all that hungry.
Right.
I said, we'll go in. I was open for a little adult beverage at the bar and maybe a munch, some little thing. Well, we got sucked in. We walk in. I'm dressed. I got the T-shirt on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I got the board shorts on, you know, the little shorts. Yeah. Not board shorts. I've never worn board shorts. But I'm wearing some casual clothes with Hey Dudes and stuff. And we walk in, and this place is called, well, I'm not going to mention the name of it, but yeah, I don't care. It's
Shakey's.
Called the Roadhouse, right? Wow. It's in the middle of where Carla works down there that's been sorely affected by Hurricane Ian.
I think you've mentioned this place before. It's almost like adjacent, right?
No, that's a different joint.
Okay, forgive me then.
This is in a shopping center, and there's nothing going on. Nothing except this place. And from the outside, it looks okay, but it looks like, oh, yeah. And I think Roadhouse, I'm thinking,
Patrick Swayze.
The late Patrick Swayze,
yeah.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
That this
yeah.
is going to be... But it's supposed to be good food and good drinks, and we walk in
and good
suddenly,
times.
And we open the door, and it's fine dining. I mean, fine
dining.
Oh,
no.
I mean, linen tablecloths and a piano bar on the right and a full-service bar up on the left. And I said, and I immediately, like without, I almost screamed at the lady, do you have any room at the bar? And she goes, yeah, of course. No, I'm sorry. Our bar is full. We're having an event. Our bar is full. And so their bar was full. I said, but we have a table over here, and suddenly we're wrangled into the sit down, and we started ordering, and I wasn't interested in eating anything, especially after we ordered a bottle of wine that Carla drank one glass of. And
well, that's not a whole bottle if she drinks only one glass.
Also, you're nice enough. I think I know you well enough to say that you didn't want to stay there, but this place has clearly been affected by the hurricane. They're getting
absolutely,
you know, they need the business. So you're not going to walk out and be like, "Oh, my style, I'm good."
You spot on with
right?
that. That was absolutely true.
Did it cross your mind to try to back out of it because you were not appropriately dressed?
No, happened too quick. And then I thought, what Oscar's thinking? It's like, man, they really look what they've done. Look at this business, and they had a good business going in there. And I'm like, and they were hustling. Lots of staff, lots of people employed. Lady that waited on us, a lady named Jerry. She's been there for 14 years. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the guy. No. I'm not going to be the guy that says,
no.
I'll just have a glass of water.
Yeah. But they did offer a good meal at the Roadhouse, a good deal for it's Saturdays only. It's 2 hours
slice
of eating.
Slice of pizza. Yeah.
One pizza and a pitcher of soda. For
and
40,
a jar of hand sanitizer.
For $45.
But then I felt horrible because I went even beyond where I should have gone. And they had the cake of the day.
Oh, Mike, no.
Carla and I got a slice of each the cake of the days to go. And I ate about half of the slice of my cake of the day, and I thought I was going to go to the emergency room.
Can't do that.
No.
You can't.
Not on the medicine.
So that's it. But then for the rest of the weekend, and then down Monday. Bingo, bango, bingo, bango, bingo. So everything worked out.
I wouldn't be my job, Mike, if I didn't ask what was the variety of the cake.
Carla had a carrot cake, did not have a piece of a slice of it, said it was fantastic.
Mm.
I had an orange cake with an orange cream cheese icing.
You ordered better than her, I think.
That rocked orange my cake world.
Sounds great.
What is orange cake?
The cake is orange flavored.
It's and made then of the, Mac.
And then, Mac, have you ever had orange cake?
I've not had orange cake.
Shocking.
Okay.
How are the nuts?
You okay, man?
I'm good.
Mac, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you choke on your nuts or something?
No. I was just eating before the show. I'm fine now.
Okay, good. And then it's a cream cheese icing infused with orange flake.
Out of the Rhine. Right?
And I'm sitting in my easy chair after we got home, no desire to eating it. Like a fatty McFatty.
Yep.
Sitting there eating it because it's there.
It's
because
done.
Because I wanted to taste it.
But the
and
cake
it was
of
sugar.
The day should be just one type of cake, right?
I think it might have been the cakes of the day.
The cakes of the day.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a tribute to John Auville.
Yes.
Of
course. My name
is cake is money.
Hey, everybody. We've got the round table coming up, and somebody was complaining about the round table. In fact, I have to go grab the round table right over here when we go to commercial.
Will Pat.
Rob, would you like to do the commercial?
I don't have it
handy.
Or
do I have to do the commercial?
No, you just tell us what it is. We'll start it off for you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm all confused now. We'll be right back.
Oscar, I know what you need.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You need Chime.
That's right.
Yes.
You may think a credit score is no big deal, but if you're dealing with a low credit score or no credit score at all, that could be a problem for your future financial goals. That's why millions of people swear by Chime's Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. You build your credit score safely with everyday purchases and on-time payments, plus there's no annual fee or credit check to get started. Use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. And build credit using your own money. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. La, la, la.
It's Chime time, Mac.
La, 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 la.
It is Chime time.
You got to raise your credit score.
La, la, la. I like doing part of the spot on
yeah.
Mike.
I'm back, I'm back.
Mike will notify us when he's back.
It's time.
It is time. Time for Chime. He plugs in,
the most
and it's all systems go
in the world. What are you playing there?
What? This is Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye, and I think Tammy Terrell was the duet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to make a special announcement here.
Please.
Yes.
It is time for the round table.
There it is.
Thank you.
I think that's the sound they make when they're like, here are the cakes of the day.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the cake of the day.
Orange cream cheese frosting.
Bring in the cauldron of cream cheese frosting. Thank you very much. How did you enjoy? Wait, I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. How did you enjoy the cream cheese frosting, sir?
Boo.
Oh, he didn't like it.
Oh, no.
Did not like
it. No.
All right, I'm sorry.
It ain't so.
Let me begin, ladies and gentlemen.
Should have had the carrot cake.
You ready to begin the beginning? Here we go.
Yes, let's do it.
Tiffany Haddish is producing a docuseries about women who date homeless men.
Mm.
This is interesting to me. It's an issue that resonates with her on a very personal level. She says, quote, I experienced homelessness myself and found that there was a stigma on it that I don't think should be there. Everyone deserves to be loved. Everyone deserves to have someone supporting them and caring for them, not necessarily carrying them all the way. It's really important for people to make sure they know that because it's really hard to be homeless. So many people are isolated and living on the streets alone. And look, God bless her. I mean, isn't the deal lately? I mean, do you really? I feel it. I feel it down here. That's why it was so nice having those people from FK Your Diet on. Isn't it really what it's all about? And then Carla says this to me, everybody just wants to be liked.
That's it.
Everybody just wants to be loved, and everybody doesn't want to be judged. And you know what? When you're sitting there, and just a word, my own personal philosophy on homelessness, and this is not political, this is just the way I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you roll up to an intersection and you see somebody, and maybe they are walking well, maybe they're not walking well, but you sit there and go, well, if I give him that, he's just going to... I've always heard that, and it seems very popular in this country to say, well, if I give him money, he's just going to... Well, who gives an S? I mean, imagine, if you will, to be in a situation in your life where you are standing on a street and you're letting cars go by and holding up a sign hoping that you will get some money for whatever you need. That's all it is to me.
You said this. It actually stuck with me for years. That we're all too bad beats too, away, right?
Well, yeah. We are all two tragedies away from living in a refrigerator box.
It's so true. Correct. Yeah.
What is your take on, because in the city, as a city kitty, I am a little put off if I say I don't have any cash and someone's like, you can Zeal me.
You don't think they should go to technology?
I can certainly understand that.
If you can afford an iPhone 14, then we have an issue.
That would probably, to be honest with you, full disclosure, I'd probably stick in my craw too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really,
and they don't deal. They said, you can Venmo me. I said,
Yeah, but you know what you're dealing with, right?
You're dealing with people
rolling up to you, right? Right? You're just walking along on your sidewalk.
I'm at Wisconsin and M, walking home from the office.
And nobody's camped out there with a sign for traffic, are they? They're just hitting you up as you walk by.
No, they're camped out on the corner of Wisconsin and M.
They've got a little setup. Yeah.
And they're like,
Sometimes they play music.
You got to make small talk.
Yeah.
You play music, I'm all in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, man, got any cash? I'm like, all right. No cash. I will get someone a Gatorade and anytime, as we well documented on the show, no
I've
problem.
Seen you
a
do
beverage
it, yes.
or two.
Mm hmm.
Well documented with your phenomenal
Correct.
Results
yes.
of that strategy.
Didn't you end up like throwing a guy into a table
by
or something?
By accident.
there it is.
If you say you can Venmo me, that is off-putting.
I agree.
And I feel like a monster saying that, but that is off-putting.
No, but why is it so off? Is it strictly the fact that he has a phone?
Well, I think you can have a phone.
But that is the preconceived. And look, I get it. But then when I stop and I pause, it's like, that's not yours or my call. It's not. You can say no. You have the right to say no. But as far as saying, oh, my God, you should have nothing if you're doing this.
I think if there's a digital trail, I feel like there, mm-hmm. I don't know, it makes me feel strange.
It does.
Yeah,
but it's also,
I agree.
You know what? I bet if we had a person that has been recently homeless and has used technology to do any...
I feel terrible even saying it. There's no one else I think we'll ever talk about. I feel like...
But do you see my point, though, that they really might say, yeah, I've used this because I did this and this and this, but I still don't have a job and I need
wireless,
this and this.
Yeah,
and
in a wireless universe, that might be the best. Or how do you apply for a job? Maybe that's the technical divide.
Yeah.
I want...
They've sold
I'm
their car,
there,
they've lost their home, at least they still have their phone.
And maybe I also don't have a rebuttal where I'm like, oh, well, is my phone dead? No. That might be a selfish thing.
It's hard to say, but...
is your phone dead?
I got 2%, man. If I Venmo this transaction, it's going to be, you know...
It will cost me much more than
$10. Well, all I can say is I salute Tiffany Haddish for doing that.
Yes,
that's really good. Mm-hmm. Someone asked people to name the weirdest lie they were told as a kid. I meant to text you guys both this early this morning because I really think some of these are really, really good, and we all have them as kids. my mom had these all the time. Look, the one that was standard issue when I was a kid was, don't eat that and go right in the pool. You'll get cramps. And then nothing was true about that at all. Let's see. Highlights of the lies you told as kid. Moths are the ghosts of butterflies.
That's stupid.
The Mothman prophecies.
Mothman.
Waves. This one's cute.
Yeah.
Waves at the beach are made by whales. I've never heard that one, but it's cute.
Who's
it
buying
really
this?
Yeah. men pierce their ears in case they decide to be a pirate. That's dumb.
Yeah.
And babies. I haven't heard of any of these. Babies lose their baby arms when their adult arms grow in.
Like they fall off, or
I don't know.
Ugh.
Well, here's one that I believed up until getting this story this morning.
Right.
Your blood is blue inside your body. It only turns red when exposed to oxygen.
I'd heard that.
We were.
Not true.
We were in the car in Boston, and my nephew's 6, mind you. And there was like all these torrential downpours and thunderstorms, and he was scared. I said, "Oh, don't worry about it, man. Like, we could do the Thunder Buddies thing from Ted." And as I'm rolling the FU Thunder.
Right.
Like off my tongue, saying "Thunder's your God's, this God's farts." It's like this the little song that
you
I
didn't,
just
didn't God spats.
God, yeah, yes.
You didn't use the F word though.
No.
Did you? Okay, good.
I see my brother glare at me like I was teaching something to their son that they did not need to know, and they did not need him to repeat.
Okay.
I said, "Hey, it's not me. It's Ted. Have you guys ever seen the movie Ted? It's great."
Let me be serious.
Yes.
This is why. Once in a blue moon. I think it occasionally.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with my family, too. All right.
Line up.
Keep on rocking.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Just chill out.
Yeah.
All right? Jose,
go
doctor your doctorate.
Yeah,
but I mean, just chill out on Oscar here, who's done a lot of parenting
Correct.
For those kids.
And he's calming that child you're ignoring.
F you, Thunder.
Yeah. Right.
You're just God's farts.
Yeah.
I can't do
God's
Ted's
fats.
Voice.
Fats.
Ted, yeah. There you go, Ted.
Did you get any lies? I was lied to a lot as a kid.
What do you remember?
One very specific one that comes right to mind.
Okay.
There was a magazine at my grandparents' house that showed someone with an artificial leg.
Okay.
And as a kid, it kind of flipped me out because I'm not accustomed to that.
And they were different.
And my grandmother said, "Well, that's no big deal. You know, Harvey, the guy that ran package pickup at our Safeway," I still remember his name. I said, "Yeah, Harvey has a wooden head." And
that's
I believe
funny.
Her.
That is so funny.
I believed her.
They're just laughing their asses off when you walk out of the room.
And also, my dad used to have statues of old Hollywood people, mm-hmm. like Laurel and Hardy or the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, those little like bobbleheads almost.
Almost,
right?
But they're plaster. They're like 14 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Now you got to go to bed." I said, "Why?" He said, "So the men can come alive and dance."
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
That's another one that was handed to me.
Do you have any that you remember from my like Bolivia all the way back to the olden days?
Yeah, the lies?
Yeah, the
oh
lies.
My God.
Any particular lie that jumps off the page?
El hombre no llora. Los hombres solamente lloran cuando la mujer les deja, which means men only cry when you... I was like, I'm a little kid crying about something that happened.
This is fantastic.
Men only cry when their women leave them. That's what my mom would say.
Hmm.
Like, instead of just grow up or be
valid.
A man, it was like...
You rock.
Yeah, only weep when your women leave you. I'm sure that scarred me.
You don't need anymore. That's awesome.
Mom told me I had a cow under my bed.
God. Who needed to send you guys texts, right? Didn't have to happen at all. Well, I mentioned it's back to school for my kids.
Yes.
Back to school for a lot of kids around the country. For some students, like those in Indiana, school has already started as of the first week in August. For other states like New York, where class is back in session after Labor Day, students have several weeks of summer vacation left. Wait, I wish it always was. Depending on where you live, August may sound way too early, and September might sound surprisingly late. In reality, the time to return to class for most public school students varies pretty widely between states, a practice that can be traced back to the historical needs of different regional communities and agriculture and that type
farming.
Of farming. In general terms, schools in the South and Southwest tend to adhere to the earliest start times, whereas later starts are more common in the Northwest and along the East Coast, according to the PU Research Center.
Whew.
So that's it. You know, I don't know. I loved when it was after Labor Day, but I was an East Coaster.
But I also remember when it was before schools were air conditioned. And you were rolling the dice if you brought the kids in.
You went to school without air conditioning?
Absolutely.
That seems
I
so
probably
strange.
Did too.
I remember.
I don't think we had air conditioning in my school.
I did.
A couple times.
Wait, what, Mac?
I'm not shocked that you didn't have air conditioning. I'm shocked that you went to school.
Hey. My grade school, 1st through 6th, had no air conditioning.
Did you ever get sent home because of excessive heat? We did.
I don't think we ever did.
I think if it hit 90 before noon, they would close classes. Yeah.
It's wild.
Was that, do you remember that? Was that a cool thing? You
know, it was awesome when it happened. Yeah.
Come on now. Rub the thermometer. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on, Ferris. Let's go. All right.
This is great. I'm so happy about this. Damar Hamlin is back on the football field in a playing capacity for the first time since his cardiac arrest incident earlier this year. The Bills safety hit the gridiron Saturday for Buffalo during a preseason game in which he appeared for just a little bit of time. That's most of the starters.
Yeah.
They're only out there for a little bit of time. From what was seen, there was no hesitancy in DeMar's intensity. He certainly wasn't shying away from tackles, something he's expected to do a lot as a safety. Damar Hamlin didn't play for long, but it was a huge milestone to see him back in uniform. Based on his performance this weekend, it's likely he'll be playing regularly this upcoming season.
I think that's awesome.
A win-win-win.
Absolutely.
I love that.
We all remember when that went down last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Such a great story. And just so many heroes that got him into the ambulance and got him the treatment that he needed. And, God, when you think about that, we didn't have those seminal moments that we have all the time. You know, when a celebrity dies, I know it's a big deal. But that moment where all the football fans in the world collectively stopped. For some reason, tons of people were watching that game. And, you know, it was on in a lot of households, and everybody was going through
the same thing. Streaming television now, we don't have a lot of moments like that anymore.
Right.
You know, if you go back, I think, one for my age and maybe a little older than me, was John Lennon announced the death on Monday Night Football. They announced that he had been shot.
It was on Monday Night Football.
ABC broke it. Yeah, and so that's one. But we don't watch TV at the same time anymore.
Sports, gotta watch it live.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the streaming thing with the streaming preseason football.
How'd it go?
Jeez. No.
What service are you using?
Charlie.
You know what I ended up doing? This is exactly what I ended up doing. I search. There's Peacock. Yes, but no. No. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. No. No. Yeah. Yes. No. Yeah. Then I go online and I go to the New York NBC affiliate that's covering the game. No, no, no. That's a quick no. No, you can't do that. Then I'm on four different places where I'm trying to find this out. Sign up for something I didn't need to sign up for.
Oh, no.
We've all done it.
For my free month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after I sign up for that, hey, I get the game on my computer. They will not let you. What's the thing where
you can't airplay it?
You can't airplay it on your TV.
Can't do it.
So, guess what the little man and I did? By the way, I look at you fine gentlemen on a 65-inch screen.
Nice.
And nice.
That's what we do because this is not a television. This is now a computer monitor. And that is what we
You came in and watched it in the studio?
We came
that's
in
fun.
Here, Michael and
that's
I watched
awesome.
The game.
That's fun.
I got out of the audio stuff, so it played through the TV.
Yeah.
Rock and roll for me.
That's
I was very,
cool.
very happy.
And beautiful air conditioning.
Beautiful
Oh, nice
split.
And cool. You're
yes.
Not, like,
beautiful
nice
split.
Cave.
Fantastic. And the snake got to watch the game,
Love
too.
It.
Good stuff. It really is. Finally, I want to tell you that the internet has a new term. IJBOL.
Oh, my God.
Think of it as the great-grandson of LOL, after ROFL and LMAO. The term is IJBOL.
I think I've got it figured out.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is the last word have to do with, like, what you might put on a truck?
No.
Okay, okay. Now I don't have it figured out.
I just burst out laughing.
Oh,
Unrewarding.
It is meaningless. Mike, what I say will have to be bleeped, but I think it's better. I thought it was, I just will.
That's the way you always think. He always thinks about that.
Oh my
That's it.
God.
Always the substance.
Oh,
That's
you what know what? That's not O. So it
no.
doesn't work.
What kind of chat
work.
Rooms are you in?
Oh, they're great. They're so welcoming.
last month, Mashable christened it the summer's ironic term, and now the New York Times is catching up with the trend. The internet wants to revitalize laughing online with the new term. The Times reports that the phrase is particularly popular with Gen Zers who view the earlier terms as outdated. Well, EM.
Got that.
Oh, good. I
yeah, got that.
You know what? Then we won't give you the pronouncer.
No, I like
right?
the. I like the Baja.
No, we're not done. Oh, okay. I thought this was the last one. I'm sorry.
R-F-O-L-O.
Oh, I don't know that.
Rob Ford only likes Oscar.
Hi, Rob. Love you too.
SMH.
What's that?
Well, shake my head, right?
No. Suck my hiney.
Oh, well, that's excuse a little me. More intimate, isn't it?
Hopefully not. It's a long see. Day.
RGAHWB.
What's that?
Rob gained all his weight back.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Now you can play the thing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's why we were doing the joke about that. Oh, God. And, of course, for me, ISO.
What's that?
I'm so old.
Oh, you're not old.
You're not old.
That's right. Thank you. No. We have to take a break. We'll come back with something.
That's so
we always do. You're listening to the Michael Merrick. Oh, whoa.
I did it. No biggie. Actually, quite biggie.
Get to know Legacy Box.
Yes.
That is the ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, damp, musty box this summer. That's for the birds, baby. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever for only $9 per tape. It's like magic. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their professional team will digitize everything and return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud, along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. It's great to see parents and kids and childhoods. We've all used it. We all love it because you can't put a price on memories.
Corners of your mind.
Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. And it is an incredible offer, and we're very, very excited about it. And you should be too. Woo. All right, let's see here. Rob is the listener's friend. He went to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern this weekend.
I was invited to that.
You were?
I was. By multiple people.
You what?
By multiple people, including Rob.
It was sort of a coincidental thing because they were doing a little meetup because Stephanie Baker was flying through.
Very cool.
And she was going to come by Jimmy's. And also, coincidentally, the Sternbergs were up from Florida, the entire family, visiting their family. And then out of the blue on Wednesday, I think, I get a text from Mark Rodell's daughters, Rachel and Sammy.
Oh, that's awesome. Sweet. Yeah, I saw them.
And they were in town. And so I said, you know, I'd love to see you, take you out to lunch. I don't know if you want to deal with a whole bunch of TMOS P1s, but if you'd like to come along, we can go there. We can go somewhere else. She said they'd absolutely love to come along. And this is what's really cool is, and I hadn't told them this yet, is I'm buying a brick for Mark. Out in the beer garden because he loved Jimmy so much, and I let them choose where it's going to go.
That's very sweet.
It was really sweet. And for those who are concerned, I know many of you are, Mark Riddell's daughters, of course, you know, with Left Without a Dad, they're doing great. They're about to do, they're each taking a trip to Europe. One is studying abroad, one is visiting family. So they're going to go over to Amsterdam and I believe Denmark. For some time, and they're doing super really, sweet. Really good. But it was a great visit. Tony Lamb was there. Jeff Hancock was there. Brian Thomas showed up at the end towards there. And then all of the Sternbergs, I never met the entire family, so that was very nice.
12 of them?
Yeah, it was, and they came in a bus.
And just couldn't make it on time? Is that
me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The headline of the weekend is Miss Utility. I was without power at on my wonderful abode in downtown D.C. I used to actually...
More reason to come to Jimmy's. They had lots of electricity.
No, I had to deal with Pepco. I used to brag that we would never lose power in the city. Everyone would talk about like, there's a blackout. I'm like, might have rats, but we always have power.
Yeah, power. Did they cut it?
These mother effers across the street that are redoing what is university housing. I literally live across the
street. They've been doing that for a long time.
Yes. We arrive home on Friday afternoon and I... Open up my cardboard box, and it is stifling hot inside. I said, weird. I must have left the AC off. And then I tried to...
Because that's what you do when it's 90 outside. You turn off the
AC. Flick on the lights. Nothing happens. I figured that the electrical panel is off. Something jumped the switch. So this is what's fun. When you have no space, you hide your electrical panel behind couches. So I had to pick up the couch with Shannon.
Is it down on the lower level of the house?
It's on the lower level, right? When you walk in.
The ground floor?
Ground floor, behind the couch.
How high?
Low.
Low, like
that is so weird for an electrical panel to be like down towards the floor.
It's a cardboard box. That's all the space they had,
I'm sure it's safe. That's where you want sparks to be shooting out. It's right behind your couch.
Works in a flood.
Yeah.
My condo's even worse. My fuse box is about 3 feet away from my sink.
Well, it's not a fuse box.
Well, the breaker box is 3 feet away from my kitchen sink.
You're not Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. It's not, you know, the fuse box.
Matt putting a penny in there to bypass the fuse.
An electrical
you can tell when Max at his apartment because it's like, don't you focus in.
He's got one outlet with all the extension cords.
Breaker box. Yeah. We had, I'm old enough where I come from a house that had fuses.
Yeah.
Your house at a certain point had fuses too.
Thank God before we bought it, they did the heavy up on the electrical. Mm-hmm. So we have a panel. The panel comes into play after we remove the couch from the living room into the middle of the living room to get back to the panel.
Did Peach help?
Yes, because it's a two-person job.
Right. Don't get canceled.
And thank you. And I look at all we do what everyone does where you like see if something jumped. And I was like, it must be the AC. Let's get in the attic. And I'm sweating at this point.
Well, I guess so. We had a superiorly hot weekend.
Jump in the attic. It's 100 degrees. I try to figure out what's going on with the AC. And she's like, I think it's the people across the street. I'm like, no way. It's a Pepco truck and they look official. There's no way they would ever dig under the brick and cut the line to power to all these houses with all these muckety mucks. There's no way. And I'm telling this to my wife as I'm up in the ceiling sweating. And she says, well, I guess you know, and she walks away, and then boop, 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 we get a group text from all our neighbors telling us that one of the attorneys had called Pepco, and yes, that's what happened. The construction workers across the street cut a line.
Without checking with Miss Utility.
Without checking with Miss Utility.
You gotta call Miss Utility, Mike.
Isn't Pepco Miss Utility, though? Isn't that her?
I don't know. Is Miss Utility a subsidiary of the great Pepco company?
All I know is for everybody across the country, you don't dig until you call Miss Utility.
That's right. Jerry Clark told us this for years, Mike.
Miss
Do
Utility.
Not dig without calling Miss Utility.
Call Miss Utility.
Who's Jerry Clark?
Jerry Clark was a DJ and then a TV guy.
No, I didn't know.
Wasn't he a weatherman for some of the time?
I think he did weather. I think I most think of him as saying that if we beat last year's total on the telethon local feed, mm-hmm. I'll shave my mustache.
Yeah. I met him once a million years ago.
You know what? I've worked with him several times. He's a really cool guy. I think
still
he's
alive?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So.
I ask that question like 6-7 times a week. Still alive?
Well, at least we're not asking it about you.
Did you get it back on?
Well, this is what's great. As soon as that group text comes out, you see everybody on our block, they start packing up their cars. And I'm like, Shannon, where are these people going? And then you see, I look at the group thread, which I'm not on, clearly. I'm on Shannon's phone.
Shannon's on it. Yeah.
And it's like, we're going to our house on the coast, or we're going to our house in St. Michael's, and going to our house. And I'm
it's
like,
it's another chance for him to play that violin.
Like, I was like, Shannon, you know where we're going? We're going to Olney, Maryland.
There you go.
Let's get out of here. Mm-hmm. She's got AC. She's not there. It'll be great.
Bingo.
So,
she's in South America.
She's in South America.
Right?
We head to Olney.
Yeah.
Olney's
great. You got your house, the big house with the big
TV. It's a lot bigger.
A nice kitchen. A
lot bigger without my mom there. I'll tell you that much. A lot bigger without my mom.
Yoli's far, far away. That must have been kind of liberating.
It was beautiful.
That house to yourself.
Yeah, because usually I dread the list of things to do when I get there.
It's going to be all fine until you get the bill.
Well, sounds like everybody had a little weekend. All right. Well, it's a good time for synthetic booze. We'll talk about that when we come back. It is so hot. I just saw a funeral, Robin. A procession in the drive-thru at the Dairy Queen.
Howard.
I'm talking hot. So it's time to focus on your face. And DermGlow has everything, Robin, in one place. DermGlow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine. And lots of it is on sale. Trust May. Don't miss out on
who?
May. All about May.
I'll do that when I'm in the right voice recording.
Hey, it's DermGlow's number one selling. I use it every day. Used it today.
Yes.
Was out in the blazing hot sun. 103 heat index today. Did my skin get damaged? No. It's DermGlow's number one selling sunscreen. Protect yourself with DermGlow. Trust me, of all the products that that have come across my bathroom counter,
yes,
SunGuard is numero uno. You know what you do? If you're going to the beach, if you're going to the pool, if you're going out to play golf, you go out to play tennis, going out to play volleyball, going out to play pickleball, you get up in the morning, jump out of your shower, and as soon as you're done, you smear that all over your face, you rub it in, you can't even see it, it's perfect, and it lasts a good long time. The product is called SunGuard. I want to thank the listeners that have purchased SunGuard.
SunGuard.
After listening to me.
Yes.
Trust me, we got a lot more heat coming. Go ahead and enjoy it. Fast shipping, worldwide delivery, even Afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab any gift card from DermGlow. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today. Tell them that you were inspired by the late, great Slim Pickens, born Louis Burton Lindley Jr. Slim was an American rodeo performer and beloved actor, but he also always took care to look his very best. So, if the skin on your face thickens, get a facial just like Slim Pickens. And say howdy to Carla over at the DermGlow Ranch. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings. Void in Cincinnati. Apples not included. May contain peanuts. Thank you. My God. All right, so Rob brought this. Rob is not hooching it anymore.
I'm not.
Well, he's in recovery, right?
He's in recovery.
And we're very happy for him. But he still keeps tabs on the spirits.
Can we address, though, now that we've said, we joke around about it, what are we doing about the food situation before you get to your spirits?
What do you want?
Because I think everybody loves you and everybody is concerned about you. Because it's your health. You know, that can't be helping your liver.
No, it's not helping anything, but it's all I've got right now. And I'm kind of in a place where at the end of the day, I feel like eating. And
you need to talk to somebody about that.
Mike, I am talking to somebody about that.
All right.
And it's not anything I'm proud of. It's not something I'm unaware of. I know exactly where I am.
Is there a silver lining here where you could go full-fledged diabetic again and then get on Mike's medicine and have it covered by the insurance?
Anything is possible, Oscar. But
all the trials that I see, and this is when I talk about the positive news, is that this thing is being run through so many different channels at the FDA. And by the way, if you're, I think it's called Painkiller or Painless or something like that, the Matthew Broderick
Sackler. Oh, I watched Sackler this weekend.
Show, fantastic,
very sad,
by the way.
Very good show.
Totally different spin on it, and well done. Those evil Sacklers, this is all about the OxyContin craze. The FDA running this stuff through, and they're saying with more definitive evidence of weight loss and health benefits that do things like prevent stroke and heart attack.
I think he could actually. When's the next time you see Dr. Jeff?
Who?
Well, what's your doctor's name?
Kevin.
Kevin. I'm sorry, Jeff. Why do I think it was Jeff?
Kevin.
What? When do I see him? I thought he was going to continue with the question. I'm sorry.
That was the question.
All right, but sometimes you trailed off like there was going to be
more. I was very clear about the question.
All right, probably about 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
You might be dead by then.
Well, keep hoping.
I know I don't hope that. I want you to get better.
No, I've got other appointments before then.
Yeah, but I'm saying who would sign you up for this type of med? That clearly is helping Mike.
It would be Kevin.
All right.
But I'm not all that eager to try it. I can do this on my own.
You don't have to.
What?
It'll help you.
You don't have to do it on your own. That's the thing.
I can. I can do it. I did it before. I've done it many times.
Yeah, but
before.
It'll be easier this time.
Maybe.
Hold on. Let's have a palate cleanser here.
Okay.
Here is lean in. You're not
there
going
he
on
the is. Messi
hey!
Himself.
Last day of summer vacation.
Hello.
Hello.
I love what you're doing with Inter Miami.
What do you want to say anything?
I can't hear
them. Oh, you put your headphones.
Yeah, throw your headphones on.
All right, there you go. Now can you hear them?
Yeah.
Hey there.
Love what you're doing with Inter Miami.
I'm not messy.
You're not?
What?
I've seen
your room. I know how messy you are.
Waka, 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 waka.
How hey, was looking forward, looking forward to tomorrow?
I was going to say, last day of summer vacation, huh? Pretty cool.
What grade are you going into, Michael?
Fourth.
Fourth.
Yes.
Yeah. All right,
fourth is good. Fourth is a fun grade. Fourth is a solid grade.
I remember fourth, I had a really mean teacher.
No, you're going to have great teachers
that,
and you have a
really
good time.
That really helped. That really helped.
Do you want to know what her name was?
What?
This is true. Mrs. Weary.
Wow.
Mrs. Yeah. Weary.
Yeah, she sucked.
Bad teacher.
You're going to have great teachers.
You're
going to
have great
teachers. You're
going to
have great teachers,
right.
And you're going to have a great attitude, and you're going to love life, and you're going to make more friends, and you're going to have a great football season. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, your report card's going to look like a box of bullets. So many A's in a row. Boom, 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 boom.
How about that? Huh?
Why
ready
bullets?
For football practice?
Yes.
Call A's
you're very,
weird.
You're very, no. No? You're very nonverbal today. Is there anything you wanted to say?
I am verbal.
Okay. What do you want to say?
And by duty.
Okay, see you
thank
later.
You.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Did you just come in for a credit all card right. or something? What happened?
I don't know what he wanted. He just poked his head around the corner.
Yeah. He could tap it, he could click yeah. it, he could scan
Mom's
it.
Mom's supposed to be in residence. I think she's here.
You know what? It might be nap time.
It might be nap time. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, she was taking a nap before.
Doesn't
she,
mean there can't be two of them. Trust
she
me.
Worked, she worked this morning. I'm happy with her. You know, mm-hmm. She's out slaying the dragon. You know, it's a slow time. It's August down here, you know?
Yeah.
People, you know, that's why everybody buy online. Whatever.
Buy right. the sun guard. Talking,
what?
Buy the sun guard. That's what
buy
you need.
Buy the sun guard and think about all your options.
Let's get to yes. your mocktails.
Mocktails. This is, there is a receptor in the brain called the GABA receptor. Oh. G-A-B-A.
Gabba, 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 to the chimp.
And that's, he's singing Abba Dabba Honeymoon. Do you Ooh. Know that song?
No,
Oscar?
I don't.
That's a great song. Anyway, a company in the UK has made a new beverage that provides the desired effects of alcohol without leaving people with a hangover or nausea or anything like that. It's classified as a novel food. It has not been approved anywhere yet, but it is starting to seek approval. As a matter of fact, they're seeking approval in the United States. It attacks a receptor or visits a receptor called the GABA receptor in our brain.
It attacks. That's funny.
Yeah.
It attacks a receptor. You know.
That gives
How's
us
your drink? Well, I haven't felt anything yet.
But it will give you a relaxed feeling and a bit of euphoria. It does not cause, you know, the breakdown product of alcohol is called acetaldehyde, and that's what gives you the hangover, the headache, nausea, and things like that. Right now, they're making a beverage. It's called Sentia. So be on the lookout for this.
Minute Maid has these new mixers out that you can just put alcohol in if you want. Maybe they've been around forever.
Orange juice?
I saw the first commercial just yesterday on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's Sentia. And is that like an orange liqueur flavor
It
thing?
Looks like they made it into an old-fashioned of some sort.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Is it alcohol?
It is. They're vague about it. It does right. the effects of alcohol. Without giving you the breakdown of alcohol.
Who is this FDA approved?
Like, no, but they're seeking FDA approval is right now what they're doing. And also, this is funny, the spokesman for the company, they said, is this going to happen? He says it works well in test tubes and petri dishes. And they asked him, what happens when we're going to introduce it to humans on a large scale basis? He says, well, we really don't know yet.
Oh, good for them.
Well, you know who's going
to
who's going to sabotage this?
Who?
Old InBev.
Yeah,
they'll own everything.
All over it. Yeah, they'll
absolutely.
Be all over
it. Yeah, they'll say.
Well, they'll probably buy it.
But what about your Minute Maid? What is it, like a seltzer water type thing? Seltzer
no,
booze?
It's
a mixer. Is just anything unalcoholic, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't. You know, my palate's very bland, and just it is either it's a hard alcohol or it's a Jack and Diet.
Right.
What got me was the commercial was someone making a beverage, and then this is the first time I've ever seen this. The young lady in the commercial says, oh, I can't. And she shows her baby bump. And I'm like, I've never seen something advertised like this before.
Mm.
And then the bartender's like, oh, there's no alcohol in this unless you want some. It was just such a different sell. I was like,
wow.
Well, Mrs. O'Mara's taken to really liking the dadgrass style beverages.
Oh, right, there's CBD
yes,
beverages. Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that.
Yes. She's
but
enjoying
Mike,
that.
Are
Daddy
like
tried it last week too.
And
initial wonderful, very quick to go away though.
Got yeah, it. Yeah.
You know how I like it. I like it to eventually make me lose my memory.
Well, you like for it also to last from Friday into Sunday.
Absolutely. It's called a bender, Rob.
That's right.
It's called a bender.
Trust me, I know. No. But I do know that Sentia, and it says here in the press release, It encourages conviviality and sociability. I'm in.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Bring it. Yeah. Bring it right now. Bring them all to me. I'll take them all. I'll take every drug you got.
It's not legal in the United States yet, but the minute it is.
Nah, never stopped me before. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. All right.
So jump it on.
There
yeah.
you go. I there it
the
is.
Thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're going to take a break and come back with the flip side. And Rob, listen to what your brother's saying. You know, he speaks the truth.
Okay.
You know, do us all. We all, you know.
We can all use a little help.
Yeah. I understand.
Everybody. We'll be right back with the flip side. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow, wow. Hey, if you look over Oscar's shoulder right now, you're going to see the number one powdered hydration brand in America. That's Liquid IV, people. There it is.
Thank you.
And, by the way, it's now available in sugar-free.
So good.
Years in the making, Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free uses a proprietary zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. I love it, love it, love it, and I could not do what I do down here outside on the golf course without my Liquid IV that I carry with me every day. 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone. Keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world because Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like me and drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hello.
I have a couple videos for you guys to watch today.
Sweet.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Rob.
This was trending over the weekend, and I watched it about a dozen times. Mac, bring up the rapping young lady. This is actually from a year and a half ago or so, but it just started trending on YouTube this weekend. It's old school beatboxing, but by a little kid.
A little kid?
A little kid. So, Mac, can we bring that up, please?
Hi, guys. This is Nicole. This is a big shout out to Beatbox All-Stars, Beatbox Sub, Female Beatbox Community, Kuya Christian, Kyle Sarkos, Kuya Tingyap, and Level Kenny. Deep, 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 deep,
Is that her?
Yes! And she can't be more than 5 years old.
She's like a little Biz Markie.
Deep, 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 deep,
deep, deep. Very impressive.
It is quite impressive.
I mean, it's an amazing bass response.
Lucky slack.
Doing it with her lips somehow. I don't know.
I mean, this is great.
It's awesome. It's very awesome.
Human Jam music goes.
I can watch it for 2 hours.
I could too, and I have.
Fantastic.
Yay!
Woo! Bravo. Well young done. Lady.
And for the next one, Mac, let's do the frog story if we can. This is so made for video that I had to do video instead of audio. A lady thinks she's doing something good. She gets organic spinach at the grocery store. And it's spinach, sure, but also in it is a frog. And the frog, he is alive in her organic spinach.
So nasty.
Like, oh, my God, it's a frog. And I was like, oh, what?
There he is.
She was like, a frog.
Camouflaged in her sealed package of spinach, a frog.
No.
It was alive. And moving.
Amber Warwick from Southfield doesn't want to forever be known as the frog lady, so she's keeping
Funny.
Her face out of this.
Just thank God I didn't eat the frog.
This week, she was shopping at Meijer off Telegraph at 12 Mile, picking up a package of Earthbound Farms organic spinach.
I didn't see anything. It didn't feel heavy or anything. I didn't feel anything wiggling.
When she got it home, her daughter spotted it. Turns out it's a Pacific tree frog native to California. Mm. Amber immediately went back to Meyer with the spinach and frog in tow.
Spinach.
They followed up with Meyer on Wednesday. They said the frog is actually alive and well and was relocated outside a new home by some of its team members.
Well, I didn't want him to die.
That was actually in Michigan where that happened. And all right. They asked the frog for comment. And this is all he had to say.
And bring my men to the Michigan ride. And bring my men to the Michigan ride.
So that's all I've got for you today.
Every hop into the loop.
Let it have time to be in the Michigan.
Stop, drop, hop the Michigan. Jump, clump, hump the Michigan ride. That loving ride.
That's all I got for you today.
All right, that's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, good job with the videos, guys.
That was fun, right?
Fantastic. A very nice new twist. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our own Michael McIntosh, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hello, my baby.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, it's nice to find a fellow with a keen sense of humor.
We're done for, we're done diddly done for, we're done diddly doodly, done diddly doodly, done diddly doodly, done diddly doodly.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.